Messiah, born in Yeshua's love.
Okay, stop, stop, hold on. That song is an abomination from the garbage dump of Gehenna. Both of those terms are incorrect. The Jews are not the Israel of the Bible, and Gentiles does not mean non-Jew. It should be the two houses of Judah and Israel, which were reconciled in Yeshua, and are the two branches of the olive tree. How can the Jews be one in Messiah when he says they will all be destroyed? And how will the Gentiles be one in Messiah when he said he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel? The only thing Jews and Gentiles can be one in is counterfeit doctrine, and one in Messiah only if it's Jewish Jesus they are one in, and all three parties will be one in the lake of fire. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, or what communion has light with darkness, or saints with demons, sheep with wolves, wheat with tares? They can't. The two houses of Israel and Judah are one in Yeshua, one in Messiah, one in the olive tree. Let's correct this.
Judah and Israel,
one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree.
Judah and Israel,
one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Help us, Father, to love one another with humble hearts, forgiving each other. Heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world might be.
Judah and Israel,
one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree.
Judah and Israel,
one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love, one in Yeshua's love.
To the saints of the Most High, and to the Gentiles, who have been fooled into identifying as Gentiles, may the divine influence be sparked within you and lead you out of the ditch which your church or preacher has led you into. This is part 8 of Gentiles. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Gentiles is found in the Word Studies menu. Here's a quick recap of the last show, which, if you still believe the false, non-Jew meaning of Gentiles, then this is what the counterfeit doctrine of the churches is teaching you. In Zechariah, many Gentiles participated in the affliction of Judah, but some of these nations were racial kinsmen to Israel, which, being descendants of Noah, are supposed to be Jews, but are called Goyim. And don't forget the Edomite Jews that are also Goyim and gladly joined in with the destruction of Judah. The 10 lost tribes of Israel know only the language of the Gentiles. The remaining descendants of Israel, which came out of Egypt, are Gentiles, and if they don't come to the Feast of Tabernacles, they will be smitten. Has a Gentile church ever kept any of Yahweh's appointed feasts? No, they think it's for the Jews. Yahweh states in Malachi that his name will be great among the nations. The whole nation of Israel are apparently Gentiles that robbed God of tithes and curse him. In the New Testament, the theme and the meaning of the word ethnos is the same as goyim in the Old Testament. Ethnos means a nation and does not mean Gentiles or non-Jew. But apparently in Matthew, the Israelite lands are called Galilee of the Gentiles. That's kind of like calling our country the United States of Mexicans. Christ states himself to his disciples not to go into the way of the Gentiles. But somehow the church has twisted his arm and made him submit to letting them claim our inheritance because they believe. They chose the Lord and declared themselves saved. Unless the churches have the authority to selectively use the term Gentiles wherever they want, this is what they must believe. But that contradicts the fake non-Jew meaning, because Israelites are not Jews. It also exposes the fraud that is Gentilis, and the fact that the churches have a bad case of making up and believing false doctrines, false identities, and they have defiled minds because their whole faith is based on a perverted form of fake Christianity which leads to the second death. People do not understand that it matters who and what we believe. When Yeshua returns and we are called to jury duty, the ones of our race that identify as Gentiles will be numbered with the goats because these Gotiles have cast the law behind their backs, eat swine, don't know who they are because they think the Jews are Israel, turned their backs on their heritage, and given up their inheritance, which is given to Israelites that have overcome this satanic world. They don't understand that they have taken hold of a counterfeit religion that is not Christianity, and have put their trust in everything their churches promise, which is nothing Yahweh has promised. They will find themselves gnashing their teeth. They will find themselves spewed out. They will be told to depart from me. I never knew you Gentiles. I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I did not come for those of you who refused to listen to me, who would rather be called Gentiles, which can declare their own paths to salvation, do away with my laws, and fill your temples with pork, and call my son Jewish. Let's pick it up in Matthew. Yahweh's chosen servant, Matthew 12:15. But when Yeshua knew it, that the Jews wanted to kill him for healing on the Sabbath, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and charged them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not quarrel nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Christ did not want attention, yet he also wanted the people to have the opportunity to understand that he was indeed the Messiah promised by Elohim and prophesied of in the Old Testament. Trust, in verse 21, is G1679, Elpidzo in the Greek. It means to wait for salvation with full confidence or trust. They would trust in him because being Israelites and knowing their history and the prophecies, they would be relying on him to quicken them. The prophecy is given in Isaiah and is about future Israelites. It also mentions that they shall wait for his law. The churches try to ignore the Old Testament prophecy and who it is for. The churches are the ones trying to escape judgment by being raptured. The churches have done away with his law. So how can the so-called Gentile church be who the prophecy is about when it's clearly about Israelites? How can the so-called Gentiles be shown judgment when they are escaping it in a rapture? And how can the so-called Gentiles wait on his law when they've done away with it? Because the word and the non-Jew meaning of Gentiles is not what they have been deceived into believing it means. In verse 21, the nations of Israel will trust in the name of Yeshua. The so-called Gentile church does not even know the name of our God or our Savior. They call him by titles and meaningless words. They think he is a Jew and put their trust in the very people that are destroying us through their Jewish fables and lies, usury and merchandise, idols and porn they provide for us, and the many ways they have weaponized everything from bread to the very water we drink. Jewish Jesus won't save you. A third time Yeshua foretells his death and resurrection. Matthew 20:17. And Yeshua, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Adam shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him, and the third day he shall rise again. Not only did the Jew Pharisees mock him, but because of ignorance and mind control from Jewish propaganda, the very kinsmen of Christ participated in these things too. Both the nations of Israel and the children of Esau Edom mocked him. So here is another verse where both seed lines are included in G 1484 Ethnos, which simply means nations, non-Jew and Jew, showing that Gentiles does not mean non-Jew. If Christ went into the synagogues today, they would not accept him and would thrust him out because they believe the lies of Judeo-Christianity and would call Yeshua racist. Verses 33 through 43 are the parable of the wicked tenants. Yeshua is showing through this parable that the Edomite Jews had taken over the priesthood, beat and even killed the servants, and planned to kill the son of the owner of the vineyard. Then Christ asks these Jews, Matthew 21:40, When the master therefore of the vineyard comes, what will he do unto these husbandmen, or the Jews which usurped the vineyard? They, the Jewish scribes and Pharisees, say unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will lease out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. They were talking about themselves, and didn't even know it. Verse 42. Yeshua said unto them, Did you ever read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner? This is Yahweh's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, The kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you, and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Christ is still talking to the chief priests and Edomite Jew Pharisees. The nation bringing forth fruit is the nation of Israel, the sons of Jacob. That's us, people, the Anglo-Saxon Adamic white race, the only race to bring the gospel to our people all over the world and keep the vineyard, the only race with fruits to show for. When have the Jews ever preached the gospel? Where are the good fruits? GMO fruit doesn't count. It looks pretty, but inside is full of genetic poison. Note, if the kingdom is given to Gentiles, how will they get in? Because it is clearly stated in Revelation that the gates are labeled for the 12 tribes of Israel, and the kingdom is fitted for Israel, and only Israelites are promised eternal life. Yeshua speaks to his disciples about the signs of the end of the age, Matthew 24:4. And Yeshua answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, or leads you astray. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many, or lead many astray. Hymejesus and false doctrine. Verse 6. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. We have been at perpetual war since America's conception. The world is constantly at war. Every war is a banker's war. Bankers are Jews. The Jews profit from both sides and gets our people to slaughter each other in the name of Hymejesus and Jewish agendas. Verse 7. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, and all these are the beginning of sorrows or birth pains. All nations against all nations. As was shown in the Old Testament, many of the nations were Adamic nations from the generations of Adam, identified in Genesis chapter 10. Nations of Israelites, and many non-Israelite nations. This is because Gentiles is a Latin word which replaced the Hebrew and Greek words, which all three languages mean the same thing, a nation or race of people, and do not mean non-Jew. That was a much later added false definition to deceive our people into believing the Jews are Israel, and give up and forget our true identity and claim we are Gentiles. Today, many of those once white nations are now dark and mixed-raced. The white nations of the world are quickly becoming third-world countries. There are many quotes, plans, and statements of the intentions of the Jews. Here's one. Jewish, European Union founding father Richard Coddenhove Kalergi in Praktischer Idealismus, 1925. We Jews intend to turn Europe into a mixed race of Asians and Negroes ruled over by the Jews. Persecutions foretold. Matthew 24:9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yeshua is speaking to his disciples and saying they will be hated by all Gentiles. So why are the churches reading their epistles and gospels? The truth is hated by all nations, the Gentiles and the Jews. We, who are kinsmen of the apostles, are hated by the other races, by the Jews, and by our own people when we live by and proclaim the truth. Gentiles means nations. Jews hate Gentiles because they know we are Israel, even though they got us to believe we are Gentiles. Read their Talmud. It talks about how they really feel about us. Go to Israel and see how they really treat Christians. Verse 10. And then shall many be offended, or stumble, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many, or lead many astray. These Jewish devils, by their subtle works, have the churches today deceived into the mistaken identity crisis called Gentiles. Verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Though the churches say God is love, they don't love him because they don't know him or keep his commandments. They love ham. They love bacon. They love Jaime. They believe they are saved, so they don't study or live according to the way, and their love of the law does not exist because their churches have tossed it out. Verse 13, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be preserved. How can you be saved before the end? You can't. We are to strive for the prize, not claim we have it already, and by our own power or some fake feeling we were deceived into believing. Verse 14, and this gospel, the good news of the kingdom, shall be preached in all the society for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. The gospel is only for the nations of Israel. Christ stated several times who he came for and who to bring this message to. The gospel is the history, heritage, laws, and promises and covenants of our people. The message is meant to be brought to our people wherever they may be in the world. The judgment of the nations, Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Adam shall come in his glory, and all the set-apart messengers with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. All nations. So are the Jews part of this separation? You bet. So are they Gentiles too? Yep. Because Gentiles only means a nation or race of people. Yahweh is going to separate his sheep who have true knowledge, the right belief, good works, and righteous deeds, from the goats which have false knowledge, the wrong beliefs, vain works, and unrighteous deeds, and the goats will join the false prophets, the mongrel races, the fallen angels, and the Canaanite and Edomite Jews in the lake of fire. The commissioning of the disciples, Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Yeshua had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him. But some doubted. And Yeshua came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The context is still and always the nations of Israel, near and far, not Gentiles. The covenant is still to the children of Israel. Christ did not commission the disciples to go to China, Mexico, and Africa. He was speaking to the 11 disciples and telling them to go teach all nations of whom the gospel was for, which would be the children of Israel, who were in Judea and scattered all over the Greco-Roman world. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. The law was given only to Israel. The covenants and promises were only to Israel. Only Israel was divorced and cast off for breaking the laws, covenants, and promises, and only Israel was reconciled by Christ's death. And salvation is only for Israel. It is the churches, through Jewish indoctrinations, that teach that the Bible is for everybody, and all the abominations of false teachings which lead our people astray. In Matthew, we see that G 1484 ethnos is used 15 times as nations and Gentiles. When one reviews the Old Testament prophecies and sees the correct context of the New Testament, it is clear that Gentiles is the Latin word which replaced the Hebrew word goyim and the Greek word ethnos, and used to distance our people from their identity and heritage, and believe that they are outsiders that can become children of God, when many of them already are children of God by race. If you are a white Caucasian who believes you are a Gentile, just imagine how much more amazing it is that you are actually a flesh and blood Israelite. Yeshua cleanses the temple, Mark 11:15. And they come to Jerusalem, and Yeshua went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves? The King James Perversion translators left out a very important word, the definite article the, which is in the Greek as G3588. The Greek has this part, a house of prayer for all the nations. All nations would include every nation on earth. All the nations would refer to the nation tribes of Jacob Israel, as only Israelites were allowed to enter the temple. Only Adamites were allowed to enter the outer court. The other races simply were just not allowed into the temple. They really weren't even in that area at that time. The remains of ancient warning signs are in museums. The other races have their own gods and pagan worship sites. So why didn't the translators use Gentiles here? It wouldn't sound right if he said, My house shall be called of all Gentiles the house of prayer. Plus, by the time the so-called Gentiles heard about the gospel, the temple was plowed by the Romans, leaving no stone unturned, just as Yeshua foretold, which is another proof exposing the Jews and their wailing wall, which apparently prevailed against the word of Messiah. The wailing wall is not the remains of the temple. If it were, God would be a liar. Matthew 24:2, And Yeshua said unto them, See you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. So what are the Jews banging their heads against? Not the temple. Even Eusebius and Josephus write that it was utterly laid to the ground. The temple was not on the Temple Mount. It was in the city of David. The Wailing Wall is part of a Roman fortress which was on the mount. Mark 13:7, And when you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be you not troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows. The nations rising against nations are all the nations. All the nations of the world are at odds with each other. Nations is G1484 ethnos and means a nation or race of people. The Jews are included in these uprisings. So are they Gentiles? Or does Gentiles simply mean a nation or race of people? Persecution foretold. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues you shall be beaten, and you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony or witness against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. Here again, the King James Perversion translators leave out the Greek word for the, and by this supports and continues the doctrine of Gentiles, and that everybody can claim that which was promised to only the seed of Abraham's. It should read, among all the nations. The message and the heritage is of all the nations of Israel. Again, is Yeshua contradicting himself when he said, Go not to the Gentiles, and go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Is Yahweh contradicting himself when he said, in Zechariah 12:7, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. Is Christ contradicting himself when he taught his disciples, and when his disciples taught his words in the assembly halls in Antioch and Pisidia? There were Israelites of Judea living in Greece. Paul explicitly calls them kinsmen of Israel, of their forefathers, Acts 13:42. And when the Judeans, the Jew rulers, were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Judeans and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the divine influence of Elohim. And the next Sabbath day came, almost the whole city together, to hear the word of Elohim. But when the Judeans, the Sadducees and Pharisees, saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, It was necessary that the word of Elohim should first have been spoken to you, Judean Israelites of Judah. But seeing you put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles, meaning the dispersed nations of Israel, the lost sheep. And Acts 26:19, Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, the dispersed nations of Israel, that they should repent and return to Elohim, and do works meet for repentance. It was necessary for Paul to bring the word to the true Israelite Judeans first, because they were the tribes that returned to Jerusalem to preserve the Torah and bring in the Messiah according to the flesh. He was born of the line of Judah and Levi, hence Christ is our King and High Priest. The dispersed Israelites, wrongly called Gentiles, were the 10 northern tribes of Israel that never came back to the land after captivity and settled into the Greco-Roman world and eventually into Europe and America. In Mark, G 1484 ethnos is used 6 times as nations and Gentiles, not differentiating between non-Jews and Jews, and rightly so, because any tribe of peoples is defined as ethnos, or Gentiles, which shows that Gentiles does not mean non-Jew. Luke 2:25, And, behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and the same man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Yeshua is the Comforter. Consolation is G 3874, paraklesis, and means a calling near, summons, entreaty, supplication, exhortation. This is the New Testament, so why doesn't it say, waiting for the consolation of the Gentiles or the church? Verse 26. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the anointed prince. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Yeshua to do for him after the custom of the Torah, which was circumcision, then took he him up in his arms and blessed Elohim and said, Master, now let you, your servant, depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. Another translational mishap. It should read, of all the people of light, verse 32, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the honor of your people Israel. The Greek reads, a light for the revelation or unveiling of the nations and honor of your people Israel. Gentiles should not be in Scripture. It wasn't in the original manuscripts or early texts. It comes from the Latin word gentilis, which means people of the same race, nation, or kin. It has been changed by our enemy to mean non-Israelite. It is used to support their doctrine that the Jews are Israel and we are scum of the earth Gentiles. The Jews are of Cain and Esau. We are of Adam and Jacob. In Scripture, the Gentiles are really the dispersed tribes of Israel that did not return to Judea after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities. Because of this, they lost and/or forgot their heritage. These are the lost sheep of the nations of Israel. The unveiling of the nations is a reference to all the nations of Israel who were walking in darkness or ignorance. Through migration, captivity, and the brainwashing of the people through religion and propaganda, our people have lost their identity. And the Jews capitalized on it, and now they have assumed the identity of Israel. And our people, who are true Israel, have assumed the identity of Gentiles. Verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Miriam his mother, behold, this child is set up for the fall and rising again, or restoration, of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through your own being also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Those who ignored or rejected him and sided with his enemies would fall. All those who would accept him would be restored. Notice who this child was set for the restoration of. The answer is always the children of Israel. Luke 7:2. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Yeshua, he sent unto him the elders of the Judeans, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. This centurion and his servant were Israelites, and they sent elders of the Judeans to Yeshua. The centurion was a Roman soldier. Many of the Romans were of the Zara-Judah branch of Israelites. Verse 4. And when they came to Yeshua, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he has built us an assembly hall. This word nation is the same word, G1484, ethnos, that is used for Gentiles. Let's read it again, according to the church and Jewish definition. For he loves our Gentiles. Gentile does not mean non-Jew. The destruction of Jerusalem foretold, Luke 21:20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is near. Jerusalem sometimes refers to the people, Israelites. Verse 21. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. First, the translators chose not to put Gentiles, where it says nations, in the beginning of verse 24, but used Gentiles in the other two places, where it should read nations. Second, here are some references which shows that it's not the times of the Gentiles which is being fulfilled. It's the times of the nations of Israel that are being fulfilled. Genesis 48:18. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn, meaning Manasseh. Put your right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother, Ephraim, shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Ephraim and Manasseh represent America and Britain. The children of Israel became many nations. The Jews are not even one nation. They are an international mafia of vagabond demons in flesh suits, posing as the Israel of the Bible. Psalm 79:1. O Elohim, the heathen are come into your inheritance. Your holy temple have they defiled. They have laid Jerusalem on heaps. Not only were the Babylonians Adamic pagans, the Romans that plowed Jerusalem like a field were pagan Israelites of the tribes of Judah. Romans 11:25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles, meaning the nations of Israel, be come in. Paul, an Israelite of the tribe of Benjamin, is addressing his Roman Judahite kinsmen and reminding them who they are and whose they are. The fullness of the Gentiles is when Yeshua died and through his blood reconciled both houses of Israel and Judah under the new and better covenant, which is no different than the old covenant, other than the priesthood and ritual sacrifices were fulfilled by Christ. The gospel is all about the divorced houses of Israel and Judah reunited with each other and to our kinsman redeemer, Yeshua. When our people come to this truth that we are Israel, and when we come to the truth of true scripture and not 33,000 different versions of it, then we are no longer blind. Yeshua before Pilate, Luke 23:1. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. So Christ was perverting the Gentiles? No. Satan and his Jewish children are the ones polluting the Gentiles. These Pharisee Jews perverted the Torah of Moses and were teaching the nations of Israel the doctrines of men. Jews always accuse those of what they themselves do. Luke 24:46. And said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the land shall remember and turn unto Yahweh, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before you. In verse 47, Christ commanded his disciples to take the gospel to all the nations, not to all nations. as the King James Perversion and others ignore the definite article, the, when it's convenient for them to do so. There were living in Jerusalem at that time Adamites, Israelites, Canaanite and Edomites, non-Jews and Jews, again showing that Gentiles only means nations and not non-Jew. Psalm 22:27 is translated correctly by the King James translators, as it says, "kindreds of the nations." But the churches would have you believe that we all came from Adam, a supposed Jew, which if we did, we'd all be Jews, and who would be the Gentiles? See how the truth destroys the lies? In Luke, G 1484 is used 13 times as nations and Gentiles, and again exposes that it just doesn't work, unless the churches, translators, and Jews get to choose when they can use the Latin word Gentiles where they want in the Greek manuscripts, which is what they do. And sadly, everybody falls for it, except his remnant. Yeshua is speaking to the Jewish Pharisees, John 7:33. Then said Yeshua unto them, "Yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. You shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." Then said the Jews among themselves, "Where will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles?" The dispersed is correctly translated here, as it refers to the dispersed nations of the tribes of Israel, those that did not come back to Judea after captivity and lost their heritage. Gentiles, which should not be in the Bible, is a Latin word that only means a nation, race, or people. Most of the time, it refers to the dispersed nations of Israel. Sometimes, it refers to the other nations of peoples. Here, in verse 35, the King James translators took the Greek word Hellene, which means a Greek-speaking person, and put Gentile. This is a deliberate error used to support universalism. 35 in the Greek should read, "Therefore the Judeans said unto themselves, Where is he about to go that we shall not find him? Is he about to go to the dispersion of the Greeks and teach the Greeks?" So we can see that the translators were not inspired by God and used their own terms, and the churches have based their whole religion on deliberate errors. John 11:47. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council, and said, "What do we? For this man does many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation." Nation is G 1484, ethnos, the same word that Gentiles is used for. So by Jewish and church definition, the Jews are Gentiles. Their position of authority was in jeopardy because Christ was exposing them. If people would study Scripture, then they would also see this Gentile doctrine exposed. Verse 49, "And one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not." Caiaphas was talking about his own nation, the Edomite Jews. Acts 4:6. Then Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together in Jerusalem. Acts 5:17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Caiaphas was an Edomite Jew. Verse 51, And this spake Caiaphas, not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yeshua should die for that nation. Christ's message threatened the position the Jews had usurped. Caiaphas said that Christ must die for his people, instead of what would happen to Caiaphas's kindred, the Jews, if Christ lived. So Caiaphas prophesied that Jesus, a supposed Jew, would die for his supposed people, the Jews, which are apparently Gentiles. Verse 52, And not for that nation only, but that he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Caiaphas knew that Christ came for his people who were among the Judeans, and that those scattered abroad were also his people, the lost or dispersed nations of Israel. Verse 53, Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. The Edomites were full aware of the real threat. That's because they are Jews and they hate Christ and our race. These verses clearly show that Caiaphas and his cronies are Edomite Jews, and Christ and his people are Israelites, and that Gentiles just doesn't work because it's a fraudulent doctrine. Some Greeks wish to see Yeshua, John 12:20, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. A great number of the Greeks were of the dispersed northern tribes of Israel, the uncircumcised. Also, any practicing Judahites living in Greece would be coming to the feast. When have the Gentiles kept the feasts? Never. They say it's the Jews' thing. So they turn their backs on their heritage and the commands of Yahweh. John 18:33. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Yeshua, and said unto him, Are you the king of the Judeans? Yeshua answered him, Sayest you this thing of yourself, or did others tell it to you of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Judean? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done? Yeshua answered, My kingdom is not of this world or society. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Verse 35 would make no sense if nation was Gentiles. Your own Gentiles and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. Caiaphas and the Edomite Jew infiltrated priesthood agitated the people, sent the Jewish priests' soldiers to arrest Yeshua, blackmailed Pilate, and got their wish to kill God. If Christ's own nation was Jewish, then why is the original languages using ethnos, which is the same Greek word which is conveniently replaced with the Latin word gentilis? Because the Gentile doctrine is a poisonous injection of a word that does not belong in the Bible. Not only do these verses in the Gospel of John expose the flaws of the Gentile deception, but John clearly shows Christ rebuking the Jews who are of their father, the devil. We also see that the translators who were hired by Christ deniers ignore the Greek word Hellene, and put the Latin word Gentiles in its place, again changing the word and meaning of Elohim. It is truly sad how so many of our people have been deceived, millions and millions of our people who will taste the second death. I am sure Yahweh must have special mercy for some of our kinsmen that are drowning in falsehoods. there are good people that go to these synagogues of Satan on the day of the sun god and worship the Jewish Jesus. But unless they are doing something right, they are in trouble. The lost and scattered Israelites in the scriptures that did not know Yahweh or their heritage or his laws, but were good people and followed the law that was written on their heart by nature, were considered more righteous than the Israelites in Judea that had the law and knew their God and heritage, but just gave lip service. One would think that even in ignorance, these good people in the churches that think they are worshiping Yahweh will make it into the kingdom. Most will not, because even though they are good people and are trying to serve God, they are in fact and in reality doing the opposite of serving God. How can you serve God if you don't know his name and call him by the title of the Lord Baal? How can you serve him if you don't keep his laws, even the food laws, or keep the Sabbaths and feast days, which you think is for Jews? How can you serve him if you are trusting in false paths to salvation and escaping in a rapture, when Scripture says we will be tried, tested, and judged, and that we must overcome? How can you worship Christ if you are worshiping a hooked-nosed, sheeny, vagabond, Jaime Jesus, instead of the true Messiah? The churches may have good people in them, but how good are they really, if they are all ignorant, brainwashed antichrists? It so matters who and what we believe. Yahweh wants his children to know who they are and whose they are. The Jews are offspring of the devil. We are offspring of Abraham, numbered as the stars.
Look toward heaven and number the stars. If you are able to number them, hey Abraham, look toward heaven and number the stars. If you are able to number them, so shall your offspring be. So shall your offspring be.
Which proves that they're not Jews, because they're not numbered as the stars.
So Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. And Israel had many sons, 12 to be precise. And they would be the fathers of the Israelites.
Which you are too, if you're white.
They were Reuben and Simeon, Levi and Judah, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher, Issachar and Zebulun, Joseph and little Benji. These are the 12 sons of Israel, God's promise fulfilled. These are the 12 tribes of Israel, through them God blessed the world. These are the 12 sons of Israel,
called Goriam in the Old Testament.
These are the 12 tribes of Israel,
called Ethnos and Hellen in the New Testament.
From the